most weeks out of the year. This is one we've never used before. Actually, it's 9-4 before this week. 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. It is the call-in number for the studio of WSRQ Radio in Sarasota, Florida, where we are here for the week producing our radio program. And, of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. But I think tonight, Mark, we need to start out with the news, and it is Ian and Mark here with you.
That's right.
We need to start out with the news that I think is most important, and that is Bradley Manning. It's a case that we have been following over the years. It has been many years now that, 3 years?
Going on three.
Like 3 years that he has been imprisoned in the federal military system, facing multiple charges. Relating to him giving some revealing documents and videos and things like that to WikiLeaks. And the news today is coming from McClatchy Press Services, Fort Meade, Maryland. Army Private First Class Bradley Manning pleaded guilty Thursday to 10 charges that he illegally acquired and transferred highly classified U.S. materials, later published by WikiLeaks, saying he was motivated by U.S. foreign policy that became obsessed, this is his quote, became obsessed with killing and capturing people rather than cooperating, unquote, with other governments. He said also, I felt we were risking so much for people who seemed unwilling to cooperate with us due to the mistrust and hatred on both sides, Manning said, reading a 35-page handwritten statement describing his angst.
Doesn't sound like a guy who's, out to screw somebody. I mean, it sounds like he's got a plan here, right? I mean, 35 pages? He thought about this.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time to think. When you're in a prison cell, that's one of the things you have plenty of time to do. And he clearly thought about this and decided to take the plea deal. He said that he was describing his angst over the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, saying, quote, I began to become depressed with the situation. We'd become mired in year after year. In a plea arrangement with military prosecutors, Manning agreed to serve a 20-year prison sentence.
Wow.
In exchange for pleading guilty to 10 lesser charges. But he also pleaded not guilty to 12 more serious criminal charges, including espionage, and will face a court-martial in June. So it's not even over.
I don't even understand. Why would you take a plea deal? I mean, obviously we're not privy to what's going on, and I would think that with all the lawyers this guy's got, that he's not making a stupid decision. But I can't understand why one would take a plea deal without wrapping all the charges into it. 20 years doesn't sound like any kind of walk in the park either. I think,
no.
I imagine this guy, I don't know how military prisons are, but federal prisons are 85%, so you're going to do 17 years on 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, typically when it comes to a plea deal, you are dealing with a situation where it'll all get wiped away if you just take this deal. Hey, kid, you're facing a lot of charges here. How about you just take this deal? You'll sit in prison for 17 years, and it'll all be over. It'll call it a day. That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
So we'll wipe it all away. No, you're going to take a plea deal to 10 charges and then go to trial, go to a court-martial on the remaining 12?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, and maybe you can make some sense of this. Our number here is 941-373-1220. Let me go on, though. So if convicted, by the way, he could face a life sentence after his June court-martial. Manning, who is now 25 years old, was posted as a low-level intelligence analyst at a base outside of Baghdad until his arrest 3 years ago. He said he was angered at one point when 15 Iraqis were arrested as protesters, yet none was a known terrorist or involved in anti-government activities. When he complained to his superiors, he said no one wanted to do anything about it.
Yeah. You know, one thing I've heard is, as a matter of fact, it's posted on our Facebook page, and I've heard this over and over again, is that basically, look, Bradley Manning took an oath to protect the Constitution and the U.S. government, or took an oath to the U.S. government, essentially, and therefore he is, you know, he's guilty of this thing here. This is from a gentleman named Brandon, says, Manning and I took the same oath. He broke that oath and deserves to be punished. And I have the oath here, and I think that this is important as people look at it. It says, I, and I assume Bradley Manning is what he said, do solemnly swear to affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear the faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. So, first off, I wonder what the oath means if you're swearing to God and don't believe in Him. So, you know, I mean, what's it mean if you don't believe in God? But anyway, secondly, it says to the Constitution, support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And this little part here that's in the front, making it more important to me than swearing an oath to the President and all the other officers above you, says that, you know, like, I'm swearing to uphold the Constitution for the people. And this is... you know, these officers that didn't pay any attention to what he said, didn't care what he said. It's not like he didn't try to go up the chain of command.
Sure.
Then it failed, you know, at that point.
Because no one wants to stick their head above the waves. I mean, they don't want to put their political careers, and that's what this is. I mean, there's politics aplenty in the military. No one wants to put their political careers and possible advancement on the line for anything.
He tried to go up the chain of command. Obviously, he can't get a hold of the president. And so who's above the president? Well, it's supposedly we the people. Now, I don't believe this for a second, but one could believe it. And he took an oath to the Constitution. So, therefore... that's what he did. All he did was bring his complaint forward. And, you know, what did he do? I mean, who was harmed by this?
The legitimacy of the state.
That's exactly what it was, because you saw videos like collateral murder and things like that were released.
Shooting innocent people from helicopters.
Right.
Like
you know, the United States government shooting innocent people. And, you know, it's horrifying stuff. And that's what... people are so concerned with. They're concerned with the legitimacy, not just of the state, but of the wars the state fights. Because, you know, it's all true. They're fine with talking about collateral damage and stuff like that, but they don't like the videos of innocent people being shot up with 50 caliber bullets from a U.S. military gunship. That is just too much for them, because they can see right there, the video, you know, look at this. Watch your government murder. Watch your government kill innocent people. And then, you know, it's a lot harder to say, yeah, our boys in green are keeping us free by killing those innocent people halfway around the world that couldn't do one thing to get you. You know, Bradley Manning, he swore an oath to we the people, and I thank him. Thank you, Bradley Manning, for what you did. I truly appreciated. And anybody who stands there and says otherwise doesn't believe that this country is we the people. They believe that the politicians in Washington, D.C. and their minions in the military who run this country. And they're right.
I like the passion. I feel you. It's just so sad. I mean, to as an advocate of somebody who doesn't, you know, I don't think people should take the plea deal. I also understand that when you're faced with a severe amount of time in prison, plea deal starts to look pretty good, but still, this doesn't make sense. Why take a plea deal only halfway? Why take a deal that doesn't wipe everything off the table? That still remains to be seen. Also, I haven't yet done this yet, Mark, but I'd like to see exactly what his 35-page statement says. I mean, this news article takes three brief sentences from this 35 pages, and I'm curious to know, you know, what's the remainder of this essentially manifesto of Bradley Manning. That I am very interested in. So we'll see if we can dig up some more excerpts. Maybe it has been, maybe someone took the time to transcribe or digitize this. I mean, this is breaking news, so it may not even be available at this point, but I'm sure it will be soon, and we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. Any analysis, any thoughts on this bizarre split deal where he's pleading to some charges but going to court on the remainder? 941-373-1220, or your thoughts in general on the status of the police state of America here. 941-373-1220. You can take control. And this is Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The Bradley Manning case takes an interesting twist today as Manning pleads guilty to 10 charges. We'll continue that story here in moments. 941-373-1220 is the number here that allows you to take control of the airwaves. 941-373-1220. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So if there's something that you think's interesting, you think we might want to talk about on the air, or maybe our listeners would enjoy, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So go and see what our other listeners think is interesting, and submit your own show prep over at freetalklive.com. com.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. You can see their banner at Free Talk Live. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
So I found a more detailed story, of course, from overseas news press. In this case, the UK's Guardian.
I figured it was the Guardian, yeah.
A much better story about Bradley Manning's plea deal, which actually, according to them, isn't a plea deal at all. Which makes things even more confusing. Because we were asking ourselves a moment ago, well, why would somebody take a plea deal for 10 charges and then go to trial, go to trial on 12 remaining charges? Well, turns out this wasn't part of a plea deal at all, according to The Guardian. They say, in a highly unusual move for a defendant in such a serious criminal prosecution, Manning pleaded guilty to 10 lesser charges out of his own volition, not as part of a plea bargain with the prosecution. He admitted to having possessed and willfully communicated to an unauthorized person, possibly Julian Assange, all the main elements of the WikiLeaks disclosure. So this wasn't even a plea deal. I'm even more bewildered by this.
It is very strange. I mean, yeah, I guess that... So, has he been sentenced on these things, then?
Maybe not.
We were told previously, by the other article, by the domestic press, that he was going to get 20 years was what he was pleading to, which... So, I mean, if he hasn't been sentenced, I'm just unclear. If he hasn't been sentenced yet, then we don't know for sure whether he's going to get 20 years. Maybe it's just a potential 20 years on these 10 charges. I don't know. It's very strange.
The word sentence doesn't appear in the Guardian piece, but you're right, Mark. In the McClatchy piece, it does say that Manning agreed to serve a 20-year prison sentence in exchange for pleading guilty to 10 lesser charges. So what's the real story? Was it a plea deal? Has he been sentenced? Or is he still awaiting sentencing on these 10 charges? I'm very confused. 941-373-1220. But there are some more excerpts here from Bradley's statement in the Guardian piece. Manning said, quote, "We were obsessed with capturing and killing human targets on lists and ignoring goals and missions. I believed if the public, particularly the American public, could see this, it could spark a debate on the military and our foreign policy in general that might cause society to reconsider the need to engage in counterterrorism while ignoring the human situation of the people we engaged with every day."
You know, and things have changed as far as militaries go throughout time. I mean, I get where people would want, look, you know, this is a military unit. We need unit cohesion. There needs to be protocol. You need to, speak to your superior officer and not go around them and things like that. And I get where they're coming from. But the world has changed, and this is a different military than throughout history militaries have been. This is a military that is actually supposed to serve the people of the United States. Not a dictator, not a Caesar, not a czar, not a king, not an emperor, not a sheik. This military is supposed to serve the people.
Yeah, but that's just a slogan. I mean, there's no evidence for it.
I gotcha, but they take an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution says we the people in order to form a more perfect union.
But those guys are dead now.
Supposedly they're holding us to that Constitution, right?
I mean, technically, we're not held to the Constitution. The Constitution is a set of rules for the government to be held to, and they're not holding themselves to it, that's for sure.
The government wrote the preamble to the Constitution and decided that, some people voted for these people that wrote this document, and they said that it's we the people. I don't think they were saying we the people that are forming the government. I think they were saying we the people that we're going to hold to this document at the pain of death. I think those are the people they're talking about, and all I see is Bradley Manning attempting to serve those people. I can't make a decision on for whom to vote without having the information about who I should be voting for. How do I know who to vote for if I don't know whether George Bush lied about weapons of mass destruction? how do I know who I'm supposed to be voting for if I don't know that Barack Obama has been, either he has been or has not been authorizing these drone killings around the world, dropping bombs on people, and I guess there's like 178 children under the age of 12 that have been killed by these things since he started the drone war. I mean, that's a lot of little spy kids out there, a lot of little Rambos that he's been killing. And I need to have this information in order to cast a responsible ballot. The idea is that I am this government. I don't believe that
ridiculous.
For a second. I don't believe my vote, in fact, matters, makes a difference in the tallying of who is going to be killer in chief. But that's the idea, is that I need to know this. So therefore, Bradley Manning, by releasing, hundreds of thousands of documents, the vast majority of them were inanities that don't matter about anything, not a single death of a single American soldier or a single one of the people that that have served these American soldiers, these foreign turncoats or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
None of those people, not a single one, has been reported injured or killed. I have not heard the single first report of that. So, you can't show that Bradley Manning did anything except besmirch the name of the United States government, which, frankly needed a bit of besmirching with the amount of killing that was going on.
So I was doing a little bit further look here. The word sentence does appear in the Guardian article, but once. And it only says that the charges to which the soldier pleaded guilty carry a 2-year maximum sentence each, committing Manning to a possible upper limit of 20 years in military prison. So it sounds to me as though he's taken the plea, but the sentence has not been dished out.
That's what it sounded like to me, too.
So it remains to be seen what that'll mean, but as The Guardian points out, the plea does not avoid a long and complex trial for the soldier. That's currently scheduled to begin on the 3rd of June. Manning pleaded not guilty to 12 counts, which relate to the major offenses of which he is accused by the U.S. government. Specifically, he denied that he had been involved in aiding the enemy, the idea that he knowingly gave help to Al-Qaeda and caused secret intelligence to be published on the Internet, aware that by doing so, it would become available to the enemy. As he read his statement, he was flanked by his civilian lawyer, David Coombs, on one side and two military defense lawyers on the other. Wearing full uniform, the soldier read out the document at high speed, occasionally stumbling over the words and at other points laughing at his own comments. We'll come back with more, because I believe I have a few more excerpts of what it is he had to say in court today, his 35-page statement during his guilty plea. On 10 charges. 12 still remain and will be heard this summer. The number tonight, 941-373-1220. That's our number here at the WSRQ studios in Sarasota, Florida, where we are for the next 2 days. 941-373-1220. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number here, 941-373-1220. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. All you have to do is Skype to username lrn.fm. That's, again, LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy various features there, which include the listening options. We've got a bunch of different choices for you, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the stream. And I have done a brief sample of our broadband stream tonight. It sounded better. We did find out what the problem was last night with the show. It was bad enough to where we actually got some complaints. Normally when you're on remote, things don't sound quite as good as they do when you're in a studio, and I thought that was what the problem was, but turned out somebody at the studio had turned up one of the potentiometers, as they are called, the sliders on our mixing board, way too high. So we've turned that down. Hopefully that has solved the problem. I think it has. But the streams are free, and they're available around the clock. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always available for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can learn about the over 100 radio stations that carry the show throughout the week. Plus, XM Satellite Radio carries Free Talk Live. Get the details on that. In addition to that, the Bitcoin free-to-air satellite channel available across all of North and Central America. You can get more information about that there, as well as our webcam, which, of course, not available to you tonight because we're live on location in Sarasota, Florida. But the audio is still live on the webcam. And also, we've got listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Once again, go to listen.freetalklive.com.
So, I'm heard through the Facebook vine that apparently the NHCLU
And the has asked basically the NHLA in order to sort of, you know, get together with them to, you know, talk to them. There's some talks going on, and they've been invited to an event and that kind of thing. And to see these two organizations working together, for me, gives me a lot of hope for freedom in the state of New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, something's going on that's entirely different than what's going on in the rest of the country. Here's what's going on in the rest of the country. Your state is either Republican or Democrat, and the government's growing, and it's out of control, and the spending, there's no end to the spending. Like, it just doesn't stop. The government grows, the spending doesn't stop, and there's no end to the amount that it's going to grow. In New Hampshire, things are changing. And they're changing because of an organization called the Free State Project. The Free State Project is essentially, you know, it's a website where you can go and pledge to move to New Hampshire when we reach the number 20,000 pledgers. Once that number's reached, you've got 5 years to pick up and move your life to the state of New Hampshire. Now, we're not going to...
We're more than two-thirds of the way to that number, by the way.
We're almost 14,000.
Yep.
Can't wait till we're at, you know, it's always nice to hit those milestones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, please, if you believe in the ideas of liberty, this is the answer to solving these problems, at the very least, on the land. So go to freestateproject.org, sign up today. It's freestateproject.org.
All right, our number here tonight, 941-373-1220. You can also join us on Skype. And the Skype username, LRN.FM. More about Bradley Manning and what's going on with him taking this plea deal. He took a plea. Excuse me, I keep calling it a plea deal. And it, according to The Guardian, it wasn't a deal. He just took a plea.
He just pled.
He just pled guilty.
He just pled guilty. It's not even
charges.
Took a plea. He just pled guilty.
Right. He just pled guilty on 10 charges. He's still got 12 more to go. He'll be heard that those charges will be heard this summer.
Which,
in
by the
trial.
Way, I'd like to say I have a real problem with plea deals. A defendant coming out and saying, I'm guilty of this, I can agree with that. To me, that's an honorable position. That's to say, look, I did this, and you know, I'm accepting whatever the sentence is for this, then that's fine. That's fine by me. I don't have a problem with that. It's when they strike the deal. When they say, okay, you plead guilty to this, and we'll give you X number of years. There's a You know, supposedly the idea is that these folks in the Magic Black Moomoos, that they know exactly what the right amount of time is to give some to somebody to correct them. I'm not sure that there is, but that's the idea. And so, you know, if you're giving them some lesser amount of time, then what are you doing? You're giving a criminal too little time to be corrected. If you're giving them too much, then what kind of vindictive, you know, person are you?
So, according to The Guardian, they kind of summarize some of the content of his 35-page statement that he read today during the plea offer. I guess he wasn't offering a plea, it was just during the plea. He recounted how he'd first become aware of WikiLeaks in 2009. He was particularly impressed by its release in November of that year of more than 500,000 text messages sent on the day of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He had originally copied the war logs as a good housekeeping measure to have quick access to the information. But the more he read into the data, he said, the more he was concerned about what it was uncovering. He decided to take a copy of the data on a memory stick when he went back from Iraq to the U.S. on leave in January of 2010. There, having failed to interest the Washington Post and the New York Times in the stash of information, he turned to WikiLeaks. That's interesting, isn't it? The major newspapers in the country turning their nose up at such information. Not really a surprise, considering the U.S. press is in bed with U.S. politicians and the state. On his return to Iraq, he encountered a video that showed an Apache helicopter attack from 2007 in which a group of people in Baghdad came under U.S. fire. The group was later found to have included civilians, children, and two Reuters correspondents who died.
Yep, they killed journalists and children.
Manning said he was troubled by the resistance of the military authorities to releasing the video to Reuters and a claim from on high that it might not still exist. When he looked through the video on a secure military database, he was also troubled by the attitude of the aerial weapons team in the Apache. She said, quote, the bloodlust they seemed to have, they seemed not to value human life. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what those people were, you know, what they value and what they don't.
When you talk about people like they're dirt, and you talk about other human beings as though they're targets for your machine guns, I think it's pretty clear that you don't value human life. Maybe you value your own human life. Maybe you would value the human life of your son or daughter or mother or father. But those brown people over in the Middle East, they don't consider that. The people that he's referring to don't consider them humans. They look down on them. They call them names.
This is how wars are fought and, you know, how they've always been fought.
And
right?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
So, continuing, the soldier related that in the video, a man who's been hit by the U.S. forces is seen crawling injured through the dust, at which point one of the helicopter crew is heard wishing the man would pick up a weapon so that they could kill him. He said, quote, "For me, that was like a child torturing an ant with a magnifying glass." After he'd uploaded the video to WikiLeaks, which then posted it as the now notorious collateral murder video, Manning said he was approached by a senior WikiLeaks figure codenamed Ox. He assumed the individual was probably Julian Assange and gave him his own code name, Nathaniel Frank, after the author of a book he had recently read.
So whose code name was Nathaniel Frank?
It sounds to me like that was
Manning. Okay.
Of the largest portion of the WikiLeaks disclosures, the 250,000 U.S. diplomatic cables, Manning said he was convinced the documents from embassies around the world would embarrass but not damage the U.S. He said, He said, "I thought these cables were a prime example of the need for more diplomacy. In many ways, they were a collection of cliques and gossip," he said. After reading his statement, Manning entered into several hours of questions from the trial judge, Colonel Denise Lind, who has the duty of ensuring the accused has made his guilty plea voluntarily and in full knowledge of its implications. Lind found Manning made his plea without coercion and in knowledge of its impact and accepted it. In the course of the questioning, Lind tried to get to the bottom of an apparent contradiction in Manning's comments. In his statement, he expressed strong moral reasons for his actions that suggested he was justified in leaking confidential information for the greater good. Yet in his guilty plea, he admitted that he'd acted without authorization and that his conduct had been prejudicial to good order and discipline and of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces. Lind referred to these two seemingly polar positions and asked, "How can they coexist?" We will give you Manning's response here in moments and also take your calls. Your thoughts on the Bradley Manning situation are certainly welcome, although you are also welcome to bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And the number here tonight is 941-373-1220. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through today only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bradley Manning has taken a plea, or rather given a plea, because it wasn't offered. He just pled guilty on 10 of the charges that he's facing. The charges may amount to as many as 2 years in prison per charge, which could result in 20 years in prison when he's finally sentenced on these charges. I don't know if that's going to happen. I presume it will happen after his trial, which is still to come this summer. We're sharing with you some of the statements that Bradley Manning made. He wrote and read a 35-page handwritten statement in court, I think it was today. I didn't really recall that detail. But the story is according to The Guardian, and we'll continue. We'll also take your calls in moments. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we've got a lot of features on our website. And if you like the show and you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Amping only takes you a moment of time. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, click the appropriate amount that you would like to send over to us so we can help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And we're doing that. We could do it more and on more stations and into more ears with your help. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. A little bit more here from Bradley Manning than to your phone calls. The judge in this case, the military judge, Colonel Denise Lind, had a bunch of questions for Bradley Manning about various different things. And one of them was her trying to get to the bottom of what they call an apparent contradiction in Manning's comments. I don't know if I agree that it's a contradiction. I will read that again for you here, and you tell me. In his statement, he expressed strong moral reasons for his actions that suggested he was justified in leaking confidential information for the greater good. Yet, in his guilty plea, he admitted that he had acted without authorization and that his conduct had been, quote, prejudicial to good order and discipline and of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces. Do you hear a contradiction there?
I guess I don't really know. I mean, this is all legalese. Basically... He's, you know, proud of it, but not proud of it? I don't know.
Well, he's saying that, he's proud of it because it was for the greater good.
Right.
And he admits that it was prejudicial to good order, meaning he didn't go through the proper channels of going through whatever the military had to, you
he
know, whatever
did do
process.
That, though, from the story that I we read.
Right, but he would have been out of order by stepping out of whatever
right.
the official
you're supposed to suck it up and shut up.
Means are, and also prejudicial to... excuse me, prejudicial good order and discipline and of a nature, meaning he was not doing what he was supposed to do,
right.
and of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces. That may be a true statement, but it certainly doesn't discount or contradict, in my opinion, his statement about that this was right because it was for the greater good.
I guess. I mean, you know, clearly the colonel's not going to look at things the way we do.
Right, and the colonel's vision of what or idea of what the greater good is greater all good, about the military.
The greater good has to do with order.
Anyway, his answer is also confusing. His answer to her question of how can these positions coexist was, quote, "Regardless of my opinions, it's beyond my pay grade. It's beyond my authority to make these decisions. There are channels you are supposed to go through. I didn't even look at those channels. That's not how we do business." I find that cryptic. I don't know if it's taken out of context or
is that
what?
The judge's statement?
No, that's what Manning said.
Okay.
That was Manning's response to the judge's question about how he can have those two positions.
Okay.
At another point, the judge asked him what would happen if someone at the top of the military chain of command made a decision and lower ranks decided to ignore it according to their own moral code. She asked him this, and he responded, quote, "You would have junior ranks making their own decisions until the organization seizes up."
Well, I mean, it sounds like, to some extent, you would have, you know, you'd have a business. You'd have an organization like any other that, you know, look, if you're not going to follow orders, you're fired. And the problem is the military doesn't want to operate like, you know, the 20th century organization. They want to operate like a first century organization. You'll do what we say, or we'll lock you up. I mean, it hasn't been that long that they stopped flogging and executing people for not following orders. So, you know, that's what it is that this organization is archaic in the way that it's set up.
I think it's an interesting answer, too, from Manning in this case. You know, Bradley Manning is not a liberty-minded guy. He's just a guy who was in a position where he decided that what he was doing needed to be revealed to the world. He decided that it was immoral, some of the things that were going on, and he wanted people to know about it. But, I mean, the answer to that question in this case really reveals that he's all for the idea of order and the junior ranks obeying the authorities of the superiors. It's just that in this one case, he believes it should have been, that it should be okay. But
I frankly don't understand how people can hold that opinion. I mean, either the good order of the military is important or it's not.
Well, he's being shamed by one of his superiors in court, and she's saying, "Bradley, you naughty boy, you stepped out of line, and that's not appropriate. Now, is it?" And he, you know, is basically saying, "Well, you're right, Judge. We can't just be having, you know, all these little guys making their own decisions about what's moral and what's not and what to do." So, I mean, it's like, you know, he's just, I don't know, maybe he's trying to mitigate the sentence with statements like that.
I can understand why he would.
You know, it certainly doesn't reveal a liberty-oriented mindset, because somebody who is a liberty-oriented person might say something like, "Well, ma'am, if the orders are wrong, then people should, you know, the little guys should refuse to obey them, because that's what's moral."
That's what officers are told to do, by the way. Officers are given training on refusing bad orders.
Right. That's the end of the Guardian story, by the way. There's not much more to tell you about it. And feel free, if you dig up the actual 35-page handwritten document or a translation, or not translation, but transcription thereof, I still would like to see that. And if you can maybe post it to our Facebook or Twitter, that would be a good way to get us to see it. Or better yet, go to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep there, and I bet you that'll get voted up right to the front page of the website. Now, you can call in about anything you want. The number here, 941-373-1220. It doesn't have to be Bradley Manning. And in Matthew's case, it's not. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live, and you are connected via Skype to username lrn.fm. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling because I submitted some show prep to the site earlier regarding the upcoming South by Southwest Festival here in Austin.
It's a film festival, right?
It's a film festival. It's an interactive media festival. And it's also one of the largest music festivals in the world. And I'm fortunate enough to live here in Austin and be able to experience that every year. This won't be my first year, but this year it's a little different because there's a company coming here that I'm kind of excited about. It's called Sidecar. Are you guys familiar with how ride-sharing services work?
I think we did a story on Sidecar and how they were getting trouble from taxi cab companies.
I don't recall that. Please tell me what you're talking about with ride-sharing.
Well, ride-sharing is a service where rather than you calling a taxi and not knowing who's going to pick you up, instead you would log into a smartphone app that would ask for your information the first time you log in, as in who you are, what's your address, and also get your credit card information, and then link you to others in the community who also are signed up for Sidecar as drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And when they request a ride, the driver sees who they are, and they see who the driver will be.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that makes it different. There's no cash involved. The payment can only be done through the smartphone app, and all payment is based on a voluntary donation service.
Hmm.
So that's one of the ways that they skirt around the taxi regulations, because a true taxi service would not have any of those features. You wouldn't know who your driver is or who the fare is. But also, Sidecar and other ride-sharing services, they don't do curbside pickups from people hailing.
Okay.
So there's nothing on the side of a car advertising that it's a ride-sharing service. Everything
sure.
is your own personal car, and you're responsible for anything that happens other than an accident. So if you were to be ticketed as a driver for, say, some road infraction, then you would be responsible for that. However,
yep.
If you got into an accident, then the ride-sharing service would reimburse you up to a certain extent. Anyways, they have had problems with taxi services. Now the city of Austin itself is coming after them pretty heavily. They sent a cease and desist letter to their offices in San Francisco saying that they're aware that they're going to be launching during South by Southwest and that they are not welcome in Austin.
Wow.
Yes, it gets worse.
Please don't give people rides in Austin.
I want to hear about how it gets worse. Can you stand by, Matthew? We'll bring you back here in the second hour.
I can.
More with Matthew from Austin in moments. Our number here tonight, 941-373-1220. You can bring up anything you want. Also, Matthew is connected via Skype. You can do that, too. Connect to username lrn.fm. We'll get you on the air. You can talk about what you want, whether it's running a jitney cab service or it's, taxi cab regulations, Bradley Manning. We'll talk to you about anything. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.